Hello, hello. Welcome to the Revenue Growth Architects podcast. It's Chrissy, Charlie, and Xander, as usual. And today we're going to be covering the five major differences between funnel metrics and attribution. Funnel metrics and attribution are widely confused. We see it all the time. People even think that they're very confident talking about what they're talking about, and they're usually confusing one or the two together between multi-touch attribution and funnel metrics. So we wanted to quickly demystify that and talk about the five differences between the two so we can kind of clear that up for everyone. You can speak confidently and also know when to use funnel metrics versus multi-touch attribution.
Yeah, and I think we've done a topic similar to this, or we've talked around these points a lot. So if you're a regular listener, you might have heard some of these. But we wanted to get this very succinct episode down, like 10, 15 minutes of just like going through the differences. So if you ever need to go back to it and remind yourself or send it to someone, this is the one.
Yeah. So I think when we think about funnel metrics and multi-touch attribution, it's good to talk about the uses of it and what metrics that you get out of the two. So for funnel metrics, we always like to talk about like the three V's and what that means. So conversion rates, velocity, and volume. For everyone, when we're talking about funnel, we're talking about life cycle. We're talking about how people run through your stages, like sales ready leads, opportunities, close one, so forth. Everything in between. If you don't know what the funnel or life cycle is, you need to go back a lot more episodes. But yeah, so the three V's, volume, conversion, velocity, can be very useful for the company, because when you think about the funnel, it's really kind of how you're pushing people through your whole revenue process. And it can help you with planning, because if you're tying everything back to close one revenue, if you're trying to get to revenue goals, the best way is to work backward from that and figure out individual goals for your stages to try and help you actually hit that revenue number. So those metrics are really useful for doing that. You can also see bottlenecks, for example, for getting to those different stages, say like through the conversion rate or even velocity. If things are really slow to move to working, you know, why is that? We can improve that, or conversion rates. You know, how can we improve the conversion rate from meeting book to opportunity, for example? Really insightful to the business and the revenue team overall. It can help you with operational efficiencies. You can also do simple attribution to funnel metrics, like say if you want to tie a MQL source or MQL source campaign, but that's only going to be like one point, like a tipping point. And so the difference with that is, you know, when we talk about multi-touch attribution, it's going to be a different type of attribution for all of those touch points. So we think about it, it's all the touch points in the customer journey and trying to understand like what is actually driving revenue. So for multi-touch attribution, we're thinking about like the pipeline influence, like what touches are actually influencing pipeline to get created. And then also influence on conversion or velocity, which of those touch points are actually creating more opportunities that are then closing, or also, you know, speed to close. That can be very useful as well to a team to really look at like their individual channel types or campaigns and see which ones are most effective. And then, of course, there's different types of attribution too that are part of ways to actually look at the buyer journey. So self-reported attribution, we've talked about this before, like asking, how did you hear about us? Sales calls, you know, asking them, the prospect, how did you hear about us? Or even doing your own customer research. It's just another attribution touch point to see like what actually is creating revenue or influencing revenue, and that can inform the marketers or the teams that are actually deciding, should we invest in these channels, should we invest our time, or should we invest our money into these different channels. So when you think about those two different types of measurements, there's big differences between them, and that's kind of the way that we look at each of those separately. I talked about, you know, what each of those different models are really good at doing a little bit. But for funnel metrics, when we think about that, that's really good for measuring demand capture. So like when someone comes through as a new lead and then tracking them all the way through their individual stages. And, you know, if you have like an MQL source, which is one single point of attribution, but just being able to see like how that person is going through the different stages. It's also, like I said, good for identifying bottlenecks and, you know, figuring out what's causing a leaky funnel. Yeah. So that kind of like single touch point as well, like a tipping point touch point, what's going to convert most frequently. I feel like for a lot of folks, funnel metrics is a great one to start with because of all these reasons. Because not only is it creating a sales process for you, like figuring out your stages and how you define them, but also giving you insight into that, and you can create some plans around them. Whereas attribution is really good at, you know, measuring demand conversion, measuring also demand creation from simple attribution, and giving an overall view of like what marketing touch points are actually influencing revenue. But it does require a good amount of campaigns to be running, because you want to be able to compare channels, compare campaigns. And so that's why I feel like if you're going to look at one versus the other first, funnel metrics is a good one to nail down first. Whereas, you know, attribution, especially multi-touch attribution, is a good one to look at doing second. And different models for attribution can help you answer different questions. So I think we'll go through this, but there's some difficulty that that can provide sometimes.
Yeah. And I think that where some of that difficulty aligns to is the biases that each of these models produce, right? There's no one size fits all when it comes to measurement inside of marketing. And so when I'm working with clients, I'm always saying like both of these have a place, and it's really important to be able to have accurate data in both your funnel metrics as well as multi-touch. Funnel metrics, some of the biases here is that it gives credit, quote unquote, to a single touch point. Typically, that touch point is going to be the tipping point. What was the activity that took place right before they started a sales cycle? It's great because it will tell you the channel and the offer information. But what can be very difficult is if you have campaigns that are running where the primary driver is not to start a sales engagement, those are very underrepresented. And so as a result, you feel like you don't have a complete story, which is true. You don't have a complete story because there is a multi-touch attribution model that you can leverage to get into more details. The influence model, though, can make everything look good. It's really difficult to fine-tune. Depending on what type of model that you're using, if you're utilizing like a model that favors first touch or a model that does everything even spread, and depending on how that data is captured, it can still give a lot of benefit to top of the funnel activities, because oftentimes like a first touch and a lead creation touch might be at the same exact time, and it may move right into an opportunity without another touch point in place. So there can still be biases within this data, even as you start to think about it from a multi-touch perspective. So it's just really important that you are utilizing both of these and you're comparing and contrasting what's actually happening within the funnel and seeing how your multi-touch influences that. And then also taking a look at your multi-touch data to see what's missing if you were to just look at it from a funnel perspective.
Yeah, I think that point there is key, where we're talking about the differences, but they're all very complementary. Just because a model has bias doesn't mean that it's not useful. There's that famous George Box quote, every model is wrong, but some are useful. So don't take this as all the reasons why you shouldn't use any of these. They're both very complementary and very useful to give you information on how to improve what you're doing. The other layers that we want to look at here when it comes to funnel metrics and multi-touch attribution is their difficulty to track and the difficulty to analyze. And that's the fourth and fifth thing we wanted to go through today. So when it comes to the difficulty to track, what's very interesting when you compare the two is that funnel metrics is actually quite difficult to track. It's the reason why we have our custom object approach. You have Salesforce, you've got leads and contacts and campaigns and opportunities and accounts and activities. You've got sales engagement tools, you've got marketing automation platform. You're trying to tie so many things that can happen throughout that buyer's journey into one kind of cohesive path, where you look at what captured the demand and all of the buying stages and conversion rates through the sales funnel, all the way to closed one, expansion. There's all the different go-to-market models that you have, like inbound, outbound, ABM, product-led. You might have your partner, your customer expansion. All of these funnels have to be tracked. So it's pretty difficult. Companies struggle with it a lot. And having a bad setup can really impact your ability to get a lot of the benefits out of funnel tracking that we've talked about. Multi-attribution, on the other hand, is people might disagree with me, it's pretty easy to set up. Maybe you use a tool like Visible or your hockey stack or whatever. And potentially a lot of these tools, they'll have like a web script that's capturing web engagement. They're utilizing your Salesforce campaigns. They may have got enrichments to third parties. So a lot of it is just kind of getting the data. Like I always kind of, a lot of time I talk about our multi-distribution tools, they're kind of like just a data automation tool. It's basically just like, how do we capture all of the things that happen on the buyer's journey? To Christy's point, the whole point of it, that what you're measuring is every touch point in the buyer's journey, whereas Funnel is looking at the touch point that led to a sales conversation and then the sales stages through the buyer's journey. They're very different. So in terms of actually setting it up, relatively easy compared to Funnel metrics because you're trying to get everything into this one object again, but it's a bit simpler to do that. When it comes to actually the difficulty to analyze, this is where it flips. So Funnel is relatively easy to analyze because you're looking at one, maybe marketing or outbound or whatever the tipping point was, and you're looking at the conversion rates, right? You can look at, okay, someone came through a demo form, has a 50% conversion from meeting or from maybe, you know, MQL to meeting or MQL to opportunity. And then someone comes outbound, or so a salesperson goes outbound, that has a 10% conversion rate. You know, it doesn't take a genius to figure out, okay, one's converting a lot higher than the other. Maybe there's something that we should think about here. Whereas with multi-touch attribution, it's actually really hard to understand what's working because of the bias that it introduced. You can basically use multi-touch attribution to show every channel's working, right? Because you could have any channel, and if it's touched, you know, a certain amount of people, now you could say this has influenced that deal, right? It's very easy to give influence credit to a touch point because all it has had to do is happen any time before that deal, and then now you've got influence credit. It hasn't had to like actually led to something. Often, a lot of the models that people use, they're looking at all of the contacts under an account. You might have 2,000 contacts under an account. And you're looking at all of those touch points under all of those contacts and saying that they're influencing, you know, that one opportunity under that account. So it overinflates things. So to be able to unravel that bias is a lot harder in multi-touch attribution. So when you think about the two things, difficulty to track, funnel, pretty difficult. You really need to think about that, but relatively easy to analyze. And when you look at multi-touch attribution, relatively easy to track, but I would say pretty difficult to analyze without being led astray.
Yeah. Which one's the must have?
Funnel.
Funnel. Yeah,
in my totally. Opinion.
It's always the first thing that I would recommend because it's going to give you the biggest impact. We just had a conversation around effort and impact. And at the end of the day, you can say all of these campaigns are doing great, but how do you know if you don't know what's happening with your process?
Totally.
And that's where I go. Funnel has to be number one. Layer on multi-touch after that stuff.
Totally.
You can't optimize your buying stages with multi-touch attribution data. I've seen clients try, but you just can't. You need to be able to actually get the data on what sent them over to sales, and then what are the conversion rates, date stamps in one object, like our custom object solution, to be able to track that. Multi-touch attribution isn't going to help you understand which SDRs are following up with what leads and which ones are converting at the highest rate and what is our conversion rate by geo, by team, by tipping point, and all that. It's not going to show you that. And that's why funnel is so important, because it's not just an exercise to help you improve your marketing. It's an exercise to help you improve your sales process, your SDRs, your sales team, your marketing, even your automation. Like, how are you even sending? How quickly can you send leads to sales? Like, it is a true business process holistic approach that is you're helping to optimize here. Whereas multi-touch attribution, some people include the sales touch points, but a lot of time really it's there just to help you optimize marketing.
Totally.
So yeah. That's why you start with funnel.
Totally agree. All right, everyone. Well, hopefully that demystified things pretty well for you. Gave you also a good talk track, because as we know as operators, normally we have to educate folks internally or architects about the key differences. So if you also have someone at your company who is maybe confusing the two or conflates them, send them this listen. It's really quick and can help demystify that for them as well. So thanks everyone for joining. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you next time on the Revenue Growth Architects podcast. Have a good one.